Dueling Genre.
Welcome to the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, where we are covering the movie Dogma, 1 minute at a time. Today we're covering minute 54, quite possibly the greatest massacre minute ever. I'm Jeff Ferry.
And I'm Chris Dercoach.
And this minute starts with believing in this and ends with someone shaking. All right, so this is a real fun minute.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
So we'll get through the beginning here. Matt Damon exits the room as he'd started to last minute after he just said, "I don't believe in voodoo." He walks out, the door shuts. These people have the strangest reactions I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they don't even say anything. They're like, "What was that?" Like, just put their hands up. And
to be fair, they can't say anything because they're extras.
true. They don't have any lines.
Yeah. Only the chairman can talk. He's the only one who has any lines. That's somebody's, I forget who it was. I think it was somebody in the Movies by Minutes community talked about. They're like, if you're ever watching a movie where somebody's just like, you know, they're like an FBI guy and they're like, "Phil, get over here. I need you to do this. And the guy's like, just shaking their head. They're like, "Yeah, because he's not allowed to talk." He can't say anything.
Right.
But like in real life, the person would be going, "Yeah, okay, yeah, I understand." And this, no, right, just not, right. Nod your head. Yeah. If you say anything, say I got to pay you $3,000. But they act like somebody had walked into the room and like threw an egg. We're like, "Well, that was odd." Not like this person just came in and the person just came in and laid all your lives bare.
Right. And they knew everything about you.
Yeah. And he threw a knife and he was not even vaguely threatening. They were flat out threatening you.
Literally threatened you. Yes.
Yeah. And they're like, "Well, Bill, that was odd, wasn't it?" And I'm like, "Well, I guess we'll get back to work here." And then shit gets real.
Finally.
This is one of those moments where the practicality of the day ends up saving Kevin down the line. We mentioned it many times on Mallrats when we did it, that we covered the extended edition for some reason. And that cutting that movie down from like close to 120 minutes down to like 108 or whatever it ended up being, and cutting the governor's ball, cutting all that shit, made that movie tight and made that movie good. Yeah. This is one of those ones where, like, the original way this scene was supposed to be shot, you're supposed to see all these murders.
Oh.
He was going to kill. That's why all these dudes are, like, big goon-looking guys, because they were going to be – they're stuntmen.
Right.
So they were going to get shot. You were going to see this guy get shot and this guy get shot. And I think Kevin basically said, like, "Yeah, I don't want to do that." Not even because, like, "Oh, morally, I don't want to do that." But, like, that sounds like a huge pain in the ass to shoot that.
I feel like sometimes he shoots lazy, too. He's like, no, we're not doing all that.
Well, like, is the point of this movie or the point of this scene to see a fucking bloodbath? Like,
no.
In Kill Bill, the point of the fight at whatever the fuck it is, Two Pines or Twin Pines or, you know, Twin Pines, that's where Marty McFly goes. I forget what it's called. Blue Leaves. Some shit. There's some sort of leaves or trees or something. Like, when she fights all the crazy 88. Okay, that has a reason behind it. Like, the whole point is to see, like, all the violence and stuff. But, like, there'd be no point to this. It'd be like, who cares? Like, the other time we saw him shoot somebody, it was off camera. You know, the gun goes up to the guy's head, and then we pull back. Like, this you don't need to sense. See, like, the violence is off screen, but you see it because you see the blood spatters and stuff. But especially as the world changed from 1999 until today, I don't know if it'd be a great look for a movie like Dogma to have a room where somebody bursts in with a gun and massacres everybody in the room.
No, yeah. Actually, Stranger like, Things, that the new season of Stranger Things apologizes for that because somebody comes in and kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, and that's not even that's not even a one-to-one. Like, that's
no,
like it's in a it's different way. But like, I think it was more the imagery, and that was almost more of a "this just happened" type thing. But like,
right,
and it's again, if it's like a Tarantino movie, we're doing Stranger Things. Like, the whole point of that is it serves the plot. Like, this really doesn't. Right. Like, we get all we need here. Actually, pulling away from it makes it better because they get to play that goofy-ass music, so you keep it a little lighter.
Right.
You hear him yelling. He's yelling, "Don't run." I think he's calling him Finks, right?
Yeah. I think he does. I couldn't figure out at first. I thought he was saying I forget what I thought he was saying, but I think Finks is what he's saying.
So, do you know what a Fink is? If you were born later than, like, 1900, you probably don't.
Well, I've heard, like, what they used to call Howard Finkel the Fink.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, well, because his name was
But I think a Fink is, like, somebody who tells on you, like a rat, right?
Sounds like somebody was watching old mobster movies. So, a fink, an unpleasant or contemptible person. That's a noun. The verb, inform on to the authorities or fail to do something promised or expected because of a lack of courage or commitment. Like,
yeah, you fink.
There's no shortage of people willing to fink on their neighbors. Like, that's like some 1930s that's film noir shit right there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Come in here, detective. This guy's thinking of you. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, I wonder when fink went out. That had to be gone by, like, the 50s, right? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's... Why do I know it at all, then, if it was out by, like, the 50s?
Because you watched stuff from back then.
True, true. I just don't remember it anymore. He's like... So, you mentioned the Goofy song. Do you want to know the lyrics to that song?
Oh, the... Yeah.
It's the movie The Golden Cat song.
Yeah.
And it says... Here's the first paragraph. Who's a friend to the king of all the monkeys? Who's a pal to the duck who won't fly south? Who's the buddy of the Bible-quoting aardvark? Who's the chum of the cat inside your mouth? He's a cow. It's Moby Cow.
Wow.
Should I keep going?
Sure. You should sing it.
Oh, sweet bovine, our lives to you we vow. We want him now, the Moby Cow. Because we're all soldiers in the Moby troops, kapow. And then it's, we'll have some loverly adventures with Surly and the Pat Pat Monkey King. With Enoch and little Eddie Dentures, we'll put smiles on the grumpies as we sing. And then it's just about that cow, Moby the Cow, who only moves when we beg and scream and shout. Master of Tao, Moby the Cow, with only sacred enlightenment allowed. What the hell is that?
I don't know. So I while you were doing this fucking insane song. Yeah, that's some crazy shit right there. I tried to look up fink and see when it like was popular. So I have a graph here that has someone is a fink, someone is a stinker, and someone is a motherfucker.
Okay.
So we focus our attention on the last three terms. We add the adverb. But the expression is a stinker seems to have peaked in the 1950s. And there's like literally a graph of this shit. So it went up into like the 50s, and then it's down into the 70s, and then it's barely used. Like, I'm trying to see here. This stupid thing's in the way. What is this graph? It's how often it gets used. So like, is a stinker is down to like 10%. So that's like, you know, 1 out of 10 people. It's probably like geographically. Some people probably still say that. The expression...
Well, I've heard that on Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I know we brought him up last, but he said that guy's a stinker. Yeah.
So that peaked in the 50s, and is a fink peaked in the early 1970s. And when I say peaked, this stupid chart has this shit up at like 80%.
Like everybody was saying fink in the 70s.
Yeah, both terms were surpassed in frequency by the infinitely more offensive insult, motherfucker, around 1985, the same time that coincided with Generation X's coming of age.
It's still here. We still have mother. We even have a villain in a movie called The Motherfucker. Yeah. So.
I mean, this is this crazy website. It's got all these graphs and charts and other shit that I'm not going to get involved in. But like
somebody had nothing to do.
Oh my God. Yeah, somebody's probably making a lot more money than me.
Probably.
At least I hope so. It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
If they're making less money than me, they're doing something wrong with their lives.
Yeah, they need to quit.
So we hear the don't run, you fink. We're looking at the Mubi door handle and it gets sprayed with blood.
Right.
And that's when we cut to Bartleby sitting out in the waiting room.
He says, I believe in this. What does that even mean? That's what he says.
There's a cut scene on the DVD for those lucky few that still have it. This scene, Ben Affleck just improvs for like 2 minutes straight right here.
Oh, really?
Like these are the lines he's supposed to do, and he just keeps going and going and going and going. And Kevin's just like, I'm not going to use any of that.
It's funny you mention that. If you do have that Dogma DVD, put it on eBay because it's worth like $60.
Yeah. We cut back inside where we can see the golden calf with the backdrop of the church across the street. The golden calf is covered in blood. Again, symbolism very, very minor in this. And even now, when we can kind of see the backdrop of all the guys, he's screaming at them like, don't run, don't run. Everybody's in their chair.
Right. He says don't run a couple times, but nobody has moved. Unless he was talking to her, telling her to wait a minute.
Like, no, you stay there. You're fine.
Yeah. I got some gum for
you. I realize she's a decent person and she's an innocent or whatever, but like, you have psychologically traumatized this woman quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. She's
you dumb. Just murdered, like, six people in front of her.
She may not be a good person after this.
Yeah. Or she may be a good person, but she's going to be a traumatized person. And then he offers her gum. Not even good gum. Some shitty, like double mint.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like, yeah, a spearmint in a tinfoil wrapper.
I am also amazed that Matt Damon somehow has no blood on him. There's literally blood on the wall behind him. It's on her. It's on the wall or the door where he leaves. And it's on the movie, The Golden Calf.
Yeah.
I would say...
maybe he stayed back.
I guess.
What were you going to say? Angels don't get blood splatter?
Yeah, but you see them covered in blood at the end, so...
Ah, yeah, yeah, you're right. Well, that's after the...
Yeah, and then he uses Sphinx again. Yeah. Apparently, he really likes that word.
It's better than... What was the stupid word they're using?
Potzer.
Potzer. It's better than Potzer. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely better than Potzer.
Well, at least it's an actual word.
Yeah, yeah, not one he just made up.
Now, he pulls this... He puts a Desert Eagle .50 in her face because she didn't say God bless you when he sneezed.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And he's just looking for reasons at this point.
Yeah, that's one of those, like, you want to kill the person, and you're just looking for the out to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the sheriff that shoots a guy for jaywalking. Like, right. Well, he was walking across the street. Well, you can't shoot somebody from jaywalking. He was going for his gun. Oh, all right. Well, seems like a clean shooting to me there, sheriff. That's how I assume the Old West was like.
Yeah.
You would just go into a place, shoot five people, and be like, they were going for their guns. That was a clean killing.
All right, buried him up. Let's go. Yeah. Get the casket maker.
I also assume, like, if I did something wrong, there's only one of two outcomes. Either, I mean, it seems like every offense eventually leads to you getting hung.
Yeah.
So you either A, get hung, or B, your friends break you out of it.
Right, and then you got to be on the run forever. Yeah.
So I feel like I would spend most of my time breaking up my friends' hangings. Be like, ah, oh, Christ, it's 9 o'clock. We got to go. Our buddy's getting hung.
Yeah. Oh, my God, again?
Yeah, he's a real prick. He went over to Silverado. He got into some trouble. We got to get him out of there.
All these damn movies by minutes, guys.
Fucking, yeah, this is like the third time I've had to get Travis Bow out of the situation.
Friggin' outlaw.
They said you was hung, and they was right. So scares the shit out of her, puts the gun in her face, and then Bartleby tells him not to do it. And then he's like, you're getting off light. I don't think she is. Like... You murdered a lot of people in front of her. She's not getting off light.
Right. She's never done anything wrong and had to watch you murder people and put a gun in her.
Not to mention the fact, this whole situation is going to be real fun to explain to the police.
Right.
So two people just came in.
Call security?
Yeah, two people came in here and murdered everybody. Who were apparently seen by nobody.
Right.
Can't find them. What's your description of them? Two average-looking white guys. Awesome. That's very helpful.
Thanks a lot. They got hoodies on.
They got hoodies on. Yeah. May or may not be from Boston. And then Loki leaves while she shakes in terror. Wonderful. Yeah. What a guy.
Eat that piece of gum. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he's doing good things, is Loki.
Well, we do know that even after he did all this, he still didn't shut down Mobius.
Yeah, Mobius just keeps on rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would like to know who's in charge of movies at this point. And is movies still considered a bad thing by, like, the higher-ups? By the higher-ups, I mean, like, you know, heaven.
Yeah, I don't know, because we're getting some pop-ups now. I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, did it like, turn around when, like, their corporate ownership, like, pulled over?
Right.
All right. I'm trying to think of anything. So I will go back to the point I tried to make when they were on the bus. As if you're trying to keep a low profile, killing an entire boardroom of people at a very famous company, probably not the best thing to do. I mean, I understand they're trying to get back in God's good graces, but, like, as we'll find out later, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, the point isn't that God's pissed at you. It's that you can't do that no matter what.
Right. Right. No matter what they did, you are not the judge.
Yeah. The judgment was already put down. You are wrong. You are banished. And that's that.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess it's just one of those, like, they're just trying to play through. Like, I don't know if at this point they're thinking of that. I mean, I know we know later on that Bartleby understands what happened, what's going to happen if they go through the thing. And he just doesn't care at that point.
Yeah, he didn't give a crap.
All right, I don't think I have anything else for this minute, unless you have something deep down inside your soul somewhere.
I don't know. You want to hear the lyrics to the movie song again?
No, I don't. Although, what is this? This movie's body count is now up to what, 7? We assume 7, unless he also shot the girlfriend.
Right. He definitely shot Scotty Mosier. Yeah. But I don't know if he shot the girlfriend or not.
And we had the guy get taken out at the beginning, but he's not dead. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Make it 8. That lady got killed by Jason Lee.
Ah, right.
For her central air.
Yeah, so we could watch the little thing blow around, the streamer blow around.
Yeah. All right. This is where you give our plugs.
No. This is when you do Bible quote.
But you give plugs first, and then I do Bible quote. I mean, we're only fucking 20 weeks into this. Why would you know what we're supposed to be doing here?
We're 20 weeks in, and we had a 20-week break in between every episode. So. We are the Jay and Silent Bob Men. We're on DuelingGenre.com. We did Clerks. We did Mallrats. We did Chasing Amy, and now we're working our way through Dogma. I don't know. Go listen to it. You got anything else, Joe?
Ezekiel 25:17. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Who's high? They want to run high. They want